Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, it's a musical grab bag of sorts. We're wandering the world of film music and featuring a little bit of this, that, and everything. So, without further ado, let's dig in and see what we turn up. We're going to kick things off today with a fine score from Spanish composer Fernando Velázquez, written for the movie The Orphanage. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Atmospheric Music by Fernando Velázquez, written for The Orphanage. Fine movie and a fine score as well. Next up, a selection from British composer David Arnold, written for a movie directed by John Singleton and starring Tyrese Gibson, called Baby Boy. Music by David Arnold, written for Baby Boy. Next up, we move along to the great Dmitri Tiomkin and his striking score for a movie called The Sundowners. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music by Dmitri Tiomkin, written for The Sundowners. Do hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, we move on to the talented Terrence Blanchard and his score for a movie that a lot of people didn't like, but which I found quite enjoyable, starring Samuel L. Jackson, called The Caveman's Valentine. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music by Terrence Blanchard from The Caveman's Valentine, a piece that takes a little while to get going, but once it does, it's really something. Next up, let's move to something blustery and action-packed from composer Alan Silvestri. This is his immensely entertaining score for The Mummy Returns.
Thank you.
Music for The Mummy Returns by Alan Silvestri. A terrible movie, but an immensely entertaining score. Next up, we move along to a score from a little-known composer named Frank Cordell, written for a movie called Mosquito Squadron. Take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're offering a musical grab bag once again on the program today, a little bit of everything musically, at least in the world of film music. And we're going to continue now with a selection from composer Basil Poledouris, written for a movie directed by John Milius called Red Dawn. Take a listen. Thank you. That's music from the blustery Red Dawn, written by Basil Poledouris. Moving from a very masculine sort of film to one much less so, this is music by composer Alexandre Desplat, written for the Twilight Saga, New Moon. Enjoy. That's music written for the Twilight Saga New Moon by Alexandre Desplat. Can't really comment on that series of films, as I haven't seen any of them, but that's a pretty good score, you have to admit. Let's take a listen now to a selection from the great Randy Newman, written for the Pixar animated film Monsters, Inc. Music from Monsters, Inc. by Randy Newman. The 1999 remake of Robert Wise's classic The Haunting was pretty much ill-advised in every way, but one of the few notable elements of that film, which is worth preserving, I think, is Jerry Goldsmith's fine score. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music written by Jerry Goldsmith for the remake of The Haunting. Next up, we move along to the great Ennio Morricone, who has scored many, many obscure films over the course of his career. And now we move to one of those from 1977 called The Fiend. Take a listen. Breezy music from composer Ennio Morricone, written for a film called The Fiend. Next up, a similarly breezy score from a guy named Neil Hefti, written for a movie released in 1965, starring Jack Lemmon and Vernalisi, called How to Murder Your Wife. music by Neil Hefti, written for the film How to Murder Your Wife. I do hope you enjoyed that selection and that you've enjoyed all the music we featured for you on the program today. We'll close out with a snappy little piece from Mr. Danny Elfman, written for Tim Burton's Corpse Bride. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.